Let's move. So why is Big Fatty a whore? I'm sorry. Why is Big Fatty a whore?
Yes. I'm glad that you waited at least 12 minutes because you don't want to give away the whole Big Fatty whore thing too early.
That's right. You know, we can keep milking it. We can keep going. And so that way he'll have to listen to the entire show. So let's just move on to the next item and then we'll come back to why Big Fatty is a whore. This is what they call foreshadowing.
I've got balls of steel.
He's going to chew me a new ass for that. Oh, I'm now actually, I didn't even know that's what you were going to talk about when I wrote down Big Fatty as a whore. So I'm actually kind of glad we pushed that off to the end of the show, because otherwise I would have gone through the entire rest of the show being paranoid that that I was going to piss off Fatty.
Well, I think you successfully did somehow.
All right. So we got just a little bit of time left here. And so I'm going to give you your choice.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I'm glad that you waited at least 12 minutes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 997 of the BFO. Big Fatty, it's Black Friday, the 25th of November, 2011, y'all, coming up on today's show. Big Fatty, you're out of music. Hello, gluttons. Big Fatty, you got that one right there. Oh, a bunch of fat asses today. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Friday is going well. Y'all, I don't know if any of you got up at the ass crack of dawn to go do all that crap, but I can assure you, Big Fatty did not. And y'all, today the 25th of November is just 1 month until Crema Day. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, what has the time gone? Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, you better get your shopping done soon. But y'all, I gotta tell you something. I've only got one thing on my list for today. And I'm telling you. And I know most of you don't take the newspaper. But Big Fatty does take the newspaper. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you. I brought it into the Fat Cave on a Spanksgiving morning. Big Fatty, those Spanks, no. And y'all, it was the heaviest thing. Y'all, I weighed it. It weighed 5 pounds. It was a 5-pound newspaper. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. And y'all, I went through and I took out the... Oh, y'all, that was my Thanksgiving dinner. I had some of that honey baked ham, and I made me some green beans and some dinner rolls, and y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I went through and I pulled out the items out of the newspaper that I didn't care for, and y'all, I set it aside. I set the things aside that I knew that I wanted to look through, because everybody's having a door buster. Oh, we're having a door buster. Oh, it's a door buster. Oh, you know, and everybody's open at the ass crack of dawn, y'all. Well, you know what? The only ass crack I want to Big Fatty, we don't want to hear about the ass cracks you want to open, but it. But y'all, do you know why they call it Black Friday? Y'all, it's because the stores open at an hour when people can only see you when you're smiling. Big Fatty, that's not it. Y'all, evidently, ass crack of dawn indicates that it's not ass crack of dawn. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all hadn't had any wine yet. But y'all, evidently, they call it Black Friday because, y'all, that is when the stoves finally go into the Black And y'all, instead of they're doing they're out of the red ink, y'all. But anyway, y'all, somebody sent me some Black Friday suggestions or something. Let me get over here and see if I can find those. Black Friday. Oh dear, I got to see y'all. I see that my intertubes has gone down for a second. Let me go, Big Fatty. I tell you what, Big Fatty, why don't you do this, and then you can tell us about Friday in just a minute after you check the intertubes. I think it's a lovely idea. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm happy to report that inner tubes are working again. And y'all, I am happy to report that y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it might as well be two celebrations, y'all, because y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of terminally single Tim. And y'all, as we all know, he was pulled from the baby. Big Freddy, you ruined the joke. He was pulled. He was pulled from the birth canal by the baby's arm, and the baby's arm was born. Big Freddy, it's just not funny except to you, and nobody else cares that you fuck it up. Y'all, it is terminally single Tim's birthday and the baby arm's birthday. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. And y'all, I don't know if y'all have put all the pieces together, but it is baby's arm and Black Friday. And y'all, you know what they say about people that wear big shoes. Yes, Big Freddy, they have big feet. And if they have big feet, they wear big shoes. Big Freddy, just wish him happy birthday and move forward.
Happy birthday.
Gussie, everyone, and that music means it is Cremacon time. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. And now, y'all, evidently, there's some contest over there at the Live It Up for people that are sending the crema cards to Big Fatty. And y'all have changed the rules so many times on it, I don't know who wins or how they win or anything like that, but I've tried to keep the cards in order, I don't know that I've even been able to do that. But y'all, the first card that arrived was from Miss Kathy Bacon, but y'all, it says do not open until crema. So I can't open it, so I'm gonna guess that this card is no. So I'm not gonna open it. And y'all, the other card that arrived the exact same day that Miss Kathy Bacon's arrived is the one from Moose. It is from Moose, and y'all, it's in a red envelope, and I'm going to open it up right now. See, I'm opening it up right now. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. Oh, y'all, it's got a kitty cat on the front of it. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, the damn thing was postmarked October 31st. I mean, I don't know. It's got two kitty cats on the front, and y'all, they're wearing little crema hats, and it says, before Mr. Boots and Fluffy go out tree tipping, they get all nogged up. And y'all, I think they've been in the eggnog. Excuse me, the eggnog. And y'all, you open it up, and it says, enjoy the simple pleasures of the holidays. And it says, Hey, Brick Party. The problem with being the center of the podcasting universe is that you have to put up with Christmas cards with kitty cats. For this, we can blame not only Ms. Bacon. by the way, she sent me a picture of a piece of pumpkin pie. Y'all, it must have been 6 inches tall. And y'all, it was as vulgar as they come, but I'm sure if you like the pumpkin pie, it was lovely. But it was lovely presented. And it had, I believe it was real whipped topping on top. And blame only, not only Miss Bacon, but Daniel Bieber and White Boy as well. Still, this is wishing you a very merry crema moose. Well, Moose, thank you so much, despite it being a kitty cat crema card. But there's the first crema card. Y'all, the next one is from that Dennis out there in the Colorado Springs, and it's postmarked the 7th of November. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, there is it's a glitter on the front of it. Y'all, there's a penguin on the front. There's a penguin on the front, and he's carrying a package. And he's got a little Santa hat. Y'all, it's glitter. The white parts of the penguin are, and the snow is all glittery. And it says, BFO, happy crema. Thanks for everything. Am I first? Dennis from the Colorado Springs. No, Dennis, you're not. I'm sorry. But you're second. Or third, or I don't know. Big fatty, you just dear Gussie. So, but Dennis, thank you so much. And now Dennis and Moose and all the others, you are going to be getting a crema card from Big Fatty. They are on order. They have not arrived yet. So anyway, but y'all, the next one was that one, that strange one from the Port Bryson, Illinois. And y'all, we're gonna open it right now and see what it's in. Dear Gussie. And y'all, is that old woman? You know that old woman that's on the crema cards? And it says it's lovely. And y'all, there's some sort of I don't know. Is that an animal? Or just one of those midgets with a skateboard? I don't know. But y'all, it's, and she's got some sort of hot nog or something. Y'all, speaking of that, I'll tell you about hot nog in a minute. Y'all, it says that old woman is going, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride. And y'all, you open it up and it says, especially if you enjoy staring at a horse's rear end and freezing your jingle bells off. It's ruined. No kitty cat, Lord. And y'all, it is from that Lord Byron. It is from Lord Byron. And y'all, he has sent me a return address this year. Y'all, last year he wouldn't send me his return address, so he got no card. But I can assure you he's getting one this year. Lord Byron, y'all, Lord Byron sends out a little greeting every morning. And thank Lord Byron, thank you so much that there's no... There's no kitty cat on this one, but anyway, yes, and move forward. Anyway, y'all, the next one is from that Peter G out there in the Oakland, Californias. And anyway, let's just open it up, and y'all, let's just see what we got here. Oh, y'all, there's three kitty cats on the front of it, and they're all wearing their little hats, and it says, Meowie Crema. Oh. You know, dear God. And I used to like that Peter G., and now he's got, it's not just kitty cats, y'all, they're singing kitty cats. And it's, oh dear God, can you hear me over the kitty cat singing? Okay. y'all, it says, I know how much you love the little pussies. Did I win the big cash prize? Merry Crema, BF, and Poodle. Love that Peter G. Well, you get the prize for the noisiest damn card, Peter G. And yo, I dare not open it a second time because you know when you reopen it, you just singing kitty cats. Oh dear, I see it's a singing kitty cats. Oh meow 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Oh, it's going into another verse. Oh, dear Gussie. All right, Peter G, despite there being singing kitty cats, I'm opening. And y'all, and then we've got that other card from that Moose P. And y'all, and it looks like a Kremlin card. And, y'all, it's a Volga card from Moose P. Y'all, it is a snow woman. Y'all, she looks sort of trashy. She looks sort of trashy. And y'all, it's and she's putting the top on the man snowman, and it says for Grandma Frosty's wife gives him a little head, and y'all, she's putting a little head on the snowman. Dang, I see. Oh, look at that. Oh, that is the sweetest thing. Y'all, it says, Merry Grandma, hope you're having a wonderful holiday, Moose. P.S., I figured you needed a calendar for your refrigerator. No. For your, what does that say? You needed a calendar from your number one fan. I do, y'all, and it is a magnetic calendar from Pooh, Moose, and Buddy. And there's a picture of Buddy Rabbit on the front of it. That is lovely, but that is a Volga card, y'all. It is called the Comic Relief. It is the Tomato card. You know, I knew it would be Volga and Tomato. But anyway, well, y'all, thank you so much, and Moose, thank you for a second card. And y'all, since I think the date has passed. I don't know the rules. I don't know the rules on who wins the contest or anything like that. So you'll have to get in touch with that old white boy in Biba. Y'all, speaking of that, did you see the new commercial, the Macy's commercial with the Justin Biba on there? And y'all, it is all the grown men that scream like the little 12-year-old girls whenever Justin Bieber walks in the room. Y'all, it is fun. It made Big Fatty giggle like a little schoolgirl. It made me go, ah! It didn't make me want to open up the kitty cat singing card, though. But I don't know who won the prize or anything like that. But y'all, I would say that Moose won the prize since he was the only... No, Peter G sent a kitty cat crema card too. So I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I just don't know. But get in touch with old white boy and Biba and find out who won the prize. And Big Fatty will be getting out his cards to all of you. Oh, dear Gussie, as soon as possible. And y'all, I hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving. Y'all, I did not do anything for Thanksgiving, and that's the way I wanted it. And y'all, I watched people's comments on the Twitty and all, and people are like, oh, I have worked myself to death, and I'm so glad that it's all over. And y'all, the Patrick's Pub will be jam-packed tonight because people are ready to get the hell away from their families. And y'all, Thanksgiving has become an obligation rather than a time to give thanks. And I just want to give my thanks to all of you for being here every day. And what do you think of that, white boy?
I'm glad that you waited at least 12 minutes.
What? No, I waited almost 20 minutes. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.